Why so serious?
All the toys, all the time.
I am the game and still getting trying to play you.
You know the rules. This isn't a toy.
But we bought it at the toy store.
We did, but the way I'm using it makes it an adult thing.
Are you ready to play the game?
Yeah! Welcome to the Toy Department with Matt Kolsky and Derek Madden.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, Thursday edition, double challenge time. I'm Derek Madden. He's Matt Kolsky. I feel like I got my wish, man, with the Double Agents finale.
Yeah, the two-week finale, absolutely. Here we are, which means two more weeks of double challenge, which is excellent.
Yes, and unlike some double finales where you feel like, oh, man, they really stretched to make this two episodes. Like, we haven't eliminated anybody yet.
No, there's a lot more than needs to happen.
And I feel like this was pretty action-packed. Yeah, so, yeah, I thought it was a very strong start to the finale last night.
Agreed. What do you think was the most interesting thing?
Well, something else I feel like I feel vindicated about maybe from last night's episode is that I feel like for a few weeks now, I've been talking up Amber B as like a pretty legit contender. And I mean, I think you really have to say she was the MVP of this episode, right?
Yeah, I suppose you could say that.
I mean, she won both stages of the final, the first two stages, really, right? So,
well,
you know, CT obviously had something to do with it.
I would say he had a lot to do with it, but yeah, she looks really good.
She was declared the winner of that second stage, like the individual winner, right? So,
yeah, you're right. I mean, I think that has something to do with the fact that Fessy was trying to kill CT when he was trying to look at the pattern. I mean, it's the fact that she finished it faster than CT had everything to do with the physical matchups and nothing to do with her prowess. But it still happened. And again, like, you don't have to tell me. I was trying to give her credit for the hall brawls, and you were talking about she just ran over some tiny people.
All right, I think that a little double vindication. Can we, since you brought it up, can we talk about that moment in the, in that second stage where CT and Fessy were going at it? It felt to me, did you ever watch much wrestling? You don't strike me as like a wrestling guy.
No, not really.
But it felt to me, and maybe you can at least imagine this scenario, where you've got like a big feud that's been sort of an ongoing thing, like in your federation, and you're having like a Royal Rumble or a Battle Royal, you know, where there are a bunch of guys in the ring, and then circumstances conspire that the two people having the feud wind up kind of in the center of the ring with each other, and then it sort of becomes this little side plot. That's what that reminded me of. Like,
it was great.
We're doing this other thing. But it's time to let's take this opportunity to sell this a little bit. You know what I mean? And yeah, I thought it was great television.
Yeah, it was awesome. That said, it's also just like Fessy, bro. You do too much.
Yeah. And I think that's going to be when he reflects back on this season, I think that's the thing he's going to take away is doing too much, right?
You do too much, and then when it finally comes time to sack up and do something that you don't love doing, you got Leroy going, pussy, because of the
yeah, there really is a lot for Fessy in
which, by the way, that is my burn of the week. It was easy. It's not necessarily an insult I like using anymore, but if the shoe fits, and the way it was delivered made it for me the burn of the week for sure.
Yeah, well, and plus, like, you know, Leroy has that little, there's a little extra on that smack talk from Leroy, right?
Yeah.
Because I think he's still really smarting over the partner change.
Well, and hey, at that moment, if you're Casey and this son of a gun yelled at you until you overran on rocks and busted your leg, and now here you are competing with a busted leg and he's too much of a wuss to eat some balls. Screw that guy. You must be regretting that, right?
You're not gonna have
either of those problems with Leroy, who, as Nani slowly ruins his chance to win a final, he is just like, I'm going to stay at her pace. I'm going to encourage her.
Yeah.
I like being here with someone I trust.
I'm gonna throw one extra log on the Fessy fire, because not only is he like not sacking up, but then he's like, he's still not even really taking responsibility for that, right? He's just being a baby about it. Like,
exactly.
He's basically like, we're not going to win anyway, so I don't want to do it. You know what
I
mean?
Exactly.
It's very anti-TJ behavior.
After she hustled her busted-ass leg over just to get to that point and is clearly ready to keep going, probably against her best interests.
Yeah.
And
now,
like, you might be right, dog. You might not be about to win. But, like, how dare you? How dare you be the one who quits?
Well, and that's bad final strategy too, because, like, you know, and you heard a few contestants say it over the course of the episode, it's a marathon, man. Like,
that's
last
right.
place at this point doesn't mean anything.
And you
so
just saw,
you might as well just try to stay in it. You know, I look, they're at a disadvantage.
Well, yeah, but an hour ago, someone had an opportunity to switch teammates. So, you know,
yeah.
Who knows, man?
Exactly. So you might as, right. So keep like exactly keep fighting. Now I do want to take one log off of Leo's fire, or Leroy's fire rather.
Okay.
In that he said, "Yeah, I'm just going to be here supporting Nani and running her base." But when the chips get down, you notice a couple times that he got a little salty. There's a little bit of like, "Let's go, Nani."
Well, she's,
you know,
dead
a couple
last.
Of times from Leroy with this. With, yes. I'm not saying that they weren't warranted per se, but I don't think he's going to stick entirely to that. I'm just going to be supportive vibe that he was thrown out earlier in the show. You know what I mean?
But he wouldn't have been screaming at Casey while she's, you know.
No, he wasn't doing what Fessy was doing.
Or whatever.
Right?
Like,
and
Fessy
and
is
I,
just,
honestly,
and here's the thing, and we talked about this last week, and Casey, like, she should have known by this point, he's not a good partner. Every single person who's been partnered with him has realized this. Fessy
she,
is not a good
But she's blind to that,
partner.
Right? You know, this is where you know, Casey's, like, sort of true North loyalty, I think, may work against her a little bit. You know what I mean? She's not going to see the flaws in Fessy or Josh, right? Like, they're just because they're her ride or dies.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
No doubt.
I think even now, right? Like, her main reaction to all this was, oh, I let Fessy down. At least until he stopped eating. So, you know, but yeah. And, you know, I had that worry before Casey got hurt. I'm like, I think Fessy might burn himself out. You know what I mean? Like, he is the rabbit out in front of this pack right now. He's not that far out in front. And it seems like he's just trying to push to the limit the whole time, and I don't think he understands how, you know, how long and far these things always go, right? Like, you can't go full out for a whole final. It's just not constructed that way, right? So,
well, and it's not, you're not gaining anything. Like, figure out where you're at. You already know it's 2 days, right? He said some people will not make it to day 2 of this finale.
Yes, correct.
TJ said that. So, like, you already know this is day 1 of 2 days.
Cool. And you can't win it on day 1.
No.
You can lose it, but
right.
You can't win it.
And so you don't have to be first. You have to be in the pack. You don't want to fall way behind. And that's why Leroy's yelling at Nani. But, you know, be reasonable. And also realize, like, if Casey is not good enough for you, you're not going to be able to function in a game where you're partnered with a woman.
Yeah, that's a great point. Honestly, that is a good on you, because that's correct, right? Like
she is the elite of the elite of the women of this game right now.
Yeah,
who do you, what do you want?
Be marginally better, but it's only going to be marginally better. So
right,
you know, You know, you need to chill. You need a lot more chill.
Yeah, in and out of challenges.
Yeah, I mean, you know, he talks about how he's an introvert and all that, but I guess, you know, competitive Fessy, not like that so much. This was, yeah, this was another in really what's now been a series of just real bad episodes for him, right?
He's really bad at this. It's amazing that he's here. The only reason he's here is that people don't want to see him in eliminations, and that's because he's very good at them. So
he's very good at them. Yeah,
getting to finals is something that I think is going to be fairly easy, relatively speaking, for a guy like Fessy. But winning finals is going to be extraordinarily hard.
Yeah, you know, that's an interesting point, and maybe Fessy turns out to be the new Leroy, right? Like. Even an Easton, like guy there to the end, but who can't bring it home? You know what
but
I mean?
But don't you feel like Leroy's inability to bring it home has been less systemic and more unfortunate luck at times?
At times, but like to me, you know,
or even with Anissa, forgetting about how
he handled it. You know, the Fessy not being able to eat stuff. You know, it's not all that different from Leroy not being able to swim, right?
It's a little different. It's a little different in that it's willpower versus an actual ability that it takes a lot of time to gain. There's no, like, there's no learned skill in eating nasty stuff.
Oh, I kind of think there is. I think almost everybody on that show trains for that now. Because eating in every final.
You can train for it to, like, get yourself through it to get used to eating nasty stuff. But at the end of the day, it's like a willpower thing. Whereas swimming is like a pretty difficult skill. If you reach 25 years old and you can't swim, learning that skill is like, it's gonna take some time to become a good swimmer. Yeah. You know? So to me, like Fessy's refusal is what I would call it to eat shows a significant lack of heart that is not part of Leroy's struggles.
Yeah. By the way, and Leroy is proof of that because he's not a good swimmer. He's a competent swimmer now.
Right. Right. I mean? He's still not very good, but he's just better than he was.
He just knows enough not to let it submarine him. And some people are definitely better than eating than others. And I would say while we're here, I want to shout out to the producers because I don't love the eating challenge. You know, I recognize that I guess now it's sort of a staple of the game and we're going to continue to see them. I did think that having them drink blood was an incredible visual. Yeah, like just seeing like CT and Amber there.
With, cheersing like, mugs of blood.
Cheersing mug. And then them sitting there with their like the blood stains like around their mouth. Like they had just been like. Like they were vampires or something.
Like Daenerys Targaryen in Game of Thrones.
Yeah. Fantastic visual. What is not a fantastic visual, and what I hope that they cut from the eating challenges forever and ever, although I doubt they will, puke montages, man. Are there people who really enjoy the puke montage?
I don't know. I gotta say, I did laugh at the Corey part. I did. Because he really is the most notorious explosive vomiter on the show.
Yeah, like, one puke, okay, man, but I don't know. One right, like, I get it. They're all puking. It's fucking disgusting.
Yeah.
That was not fun to watch. I did not enjoy that.
No, I agree. It's not great. It's a pretty unpleasant thing.
Yeah, maybe we could just skip that going forward if we're going to eat in every if we're going to eat in every episode. did you have anything MVP at this point we've sort of discussed? Are you with me on Amber B or do you have somebody else?
I mean, I would have said CT because frankly I think CT is the reason that Amber B's team was so good in this final. Leroy was on it. He was like, do not let CT thrive here. He's built for this stuff. And he really is. I mean, he really, truly is. More so than anyone else we've ever had. As great as Johnny Bananas is, and although he has more titles, to me, CT is the greatest challenger of all time.
Yeah, I would have really liked to have seen Darrell in this final.
Yeah,
you know, in this group, because I think just to see him in that mix too, I think would have been something. You know,
he's great, but like, I'm sorry, challenge wins from the first half, you know, the first decade of the 2000s just don't mean as much as the last 10 years do. They just don't.
Yeah. I think Darrell would be the first one to say that. You know what I mean?
Yeah, totally.
So like, you know, I'm not saying, oh, you got to put him in there, but like, dude's tough.
He's tough. He's really good.
I think he's the clear favorite in All Stars, which we'll get to later.
Okay. Yeah.
So, you know, because he's still a beast, man. He's it doesn't feel like he's really lost much of a step, you know.
No, he does not.
And obviously, CT hasn't either. That's the thing. It's like
he's just different. He's not worse.
He's got 15 years on Fessy, maybe.
Yeah, probably. Probably about 15. You know, I mean, CT is over 40, right?
Yeah. It's not a burn per se, but I did write down CT going, you're going to see what a lion is, because I did think that was A-plus level ITMing.
Yeah. Yeah, he's 40 years old. That's born 1980.
So it's more like 10, because I think Fessy's like right around 30. So,
really?
Yeah.
I thought he was a lot. Oh, yeah, he's 29. All right, still 11 years older, and that's a rough 11 years, you know?
Agreed. Certainly athletically, right? Like, you know, if you're talking about a pro sport, right, like 29 is like late
prime.
That's
10 years of decline, basically.
And 40 is like, you're probably out. So it's a big downhill from 29 to 40, as both of us, I think, can attest.
Agreed.
I haven't been out on the basketball court with you lately, but I'm guessing time has taken some toll.
It has. I haven't been out on the basketball court with me lately, so you know.
Yeah. Although I got vaccinated last week, so in a week I'm eligible for pickup yet again.
Yeah,
very,
amen.
Very excited about that. All right. So I have a question. So Amber and CT have an advantage, right?
Right.
Like a game advantage.
Yeah.
We don't know what that is yet, right? I kind of thought it was going to be revealed in the next stage, but it didn't really seem like it was, other than, you know, they got to go a few seconds before everybody else. But that can't be the advantage he was talking about.
I think the advantage he was talking about was Amber B's chance to switch partners.
Oh, that's it?
I think so. And now they get to penalize somebody, right? They get to make somebody do extra eating and drinking.
Right, but that's because they won the second stage.
Exactly. So yeah. I think we've moved on from the first stage advantage already, which I think was Amber B's win.
Getting
the overall
switch.
Win.
Okay. That didn't strike me as that much of an advantage, clearly.
Honestly, I don't totally disagree with you. My wife and I talked about that. Like, is that where he made such a big deal of like, it's going to be a big advantage.
Yeah.
And then that, I think that was it, which was weird.
I would have thought it would have been something that would put you ahead in the game in some way, like time wise, you know what I mean? Like,
no, and instead that was just, no, instead they just, started ahead 'cause they got there first. Right.
Yeah.
So, the
decision to stay with CT was pretty obvious to me, right? Like, I was trying to think, is there a move that really just would screw up another team that you could execute there? But I just don't see anything that would be better than staying with this guy who's been a beast and that you're working quite well with, you know?
You don't want to be with Fessy, right?
Right, and you kind of know that already.
You don't get an upgrade anywhere, really. So, yeah, I don't think you want to change.
Yeah. I mean, I think, like, you could take Leroy. That's equal at best, right?
Yeah,
you know what
exactly.
I mean? And he's going to be kind of annoyed because he liked his partner, right? So it's like, it's
Leroy
just,
and Cam
I don't,
are both perfectly happy, and there's no real upside to doing that. And then Fessy, you definitely don't want to be partnered with because he sucks.
Right.
So there you go.
It's not like oh well, I can screw up Cam by putting her with CT, right? Like,
that's no, not, right, right. You know? No, that's true.
So yeah. So to me, like that was the that was a really obvious choice, which is another reason why like it just wasn't much of an advantage when it comes down to it, right?
Agreed. Agreed.
Yeah. Oh, you know what? My burn of the week might be just Amber B going go home then when Casey got her.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because I also thought that, like, that's a new side of her coming out, you know?
Well, you know what? Like, I think that side is sort of like a, you know what? You guys have talked about enough trash about me. And, like, screw you then. Like, now you're the one on the ground.
Yep. Yep. And I'm showing you. I like that. I liked it. I liked it from her and I liked it from Leroy. You know, Leroy didn't have anything to prove, but I still like the energy.
Yes, agreed. Because that, like, it's really all, it's Fessy's energy, right, throughout this entire game that people are responding to.
Mostly, but I would say in terms of those two winding up on the same team, I'm with Leroy that I think Casey had just as much to do with it.
Yeah, you know what probably.
I mean? She certainly was, you know. She certainly made the pitch very nakedly to Casey.
She gave him the go-ahead, but it's also important to remember that part of that was to save Leroy from having to go into elimination.
Yeah, but I think both us and Leroy think that that was about her, that she wanted to be a Fessy all along.
Yeah, and, maybe, but I'm just saying.
Same way that you could say maybe all that, you know, talking she did was about pumping them up about how they were going to win. But I don't think that was it. I think that's what she thinks. I think Cam called that out pretty nicely.
Yeah.
As she usually does.
Right. I'm not necessarily disagreeing. I'm just saying, like, if Fessy didn't go into that elimination, it was probably Leroy. So, you know, tough. She was in a tough spot.
Yeah. Yeah. Who are you picking if you are Leroy and Amber B with the cliffhanger on the extra food?
You mean CT and Amber B?
CT and Amber B. Sorry, excuse me. You're right. That is exactly who I meant.
I hate to say it, but I think it's got to be Cam and Corey, right?
I think.
Like, they're the closest to you if Fessy and Casey are going to get knocked out.
I don't know that it's got to be, but I think that's who it is. Right? It's not Fessy and Casey. Cause
well, one, I just don't you think know,
you got
give
a,
it
you
to
got
them.
A bad wheel and a guy who may not even finish without the other extra stuff. Right?
Right. So, exactly.
So it's not them. So you know it's either Leroy and Nani or Cam and Corey, and I think you're right because they're closer to you in the game, and
they're just more of a threat,
right? And Cam is a beast. That I think that's the way you go. I look, if I'm CT, I'm worried about Leroy before I'm worried about Corey. To be honest, that's why to me it's sort of a like I got to think about this, but I would say just given where they are in the game. You use the advantage on the people who are closer to you.
That's right, because, you know, I think it's pretty clear whether these are the finishing teams or not. Like, I'm not saying there might not be another chance to steal, but this is going to be a partner challenge because, again, TJ specifically said 2 days and splitting 900,000 two ways, right?
Yeah.
So
if you're CT, I don't think there's a better partner for you than Amber.
No. Like, the question is, would anyone switch? And I think the answer might actually be no, unless Casey wanted to leave Fessy. Because right now, the only person who really needs to switch is Leroy, and I don't think he would do that to Nani.
I think he would do it to Nani, and I also think he and Cam are committed to this, we got two shots if we stay apart. Thing,
yeah.
Right. So.
Right.
So being one of those ones to change teams, I actually think it's the other way. I think I could see Fessy leaving Casey, presuming he finished. Right. Presuming he finishes this plate of fucking food because of the bum left. Yeah.
Yeah. I guess either of them could leave each other if they had the opportunity. I doubt they would, though, because it seems like you'd have to win something.
You know, I can't tell if this was trickery because we didn't see them per se on screen. But, man, it sure seemed like Casey and Fessy were doing stuff in this next episode, right? That seemed like there's another scene of Casey falling, right? So
maybe, yeah. But who knows?
Yeah, so I don't know. So I don't know if that means there's more stuff before they pick somebody off or that they survive whatever the first cut is. You know what I mean? But I definitely did notice that from the upcoming scenes on.
Or that she, like, fell walking off because Fessy quit. You know, who knows what happened?
It could be that, yeah. Right, or they could have been split up on different teams or who knows. Anything else you want to get to before we jump over to All-Stars?
Not necessarily.
Control of the game,
man.
I guess, is CT and Amber at this point, right?
No doubt. No doubt. Yeah. Honestly, and here's what was going to be my final thought. Like, I mean, on one hand, control of the game is CT and Amber because they're in literal control. Like, they have been good. They have this advantage they get to use to make someone else eat and drink more. But also, based on what I've seen, if I'm handicapping it, if we were starting from scratch, I'd favor them. They look like the best team, hands down.
Yeah. Yeah. I think you're right. Like, they've clearly been the best through the first part of this. And, you know, this game has a habit of changing. It's weird. Obviously, I've seen a lot of finals. Can you recall anyone, like, I guess it wouldn't technically be wire to wire because there were some times when Fessy and Casey were in the lead, right? But it's usually, right, like,
there's a twist.
You don't see somebody jump out in front and stay out in front in a final, you know, so.
Yeah, but it's not so much that they jumped out in front as that they just look like the best team in every challenge.
Yeah. Yeah, they do.
So we'll see. They do. They're definitely in control.
You know, that also sort of sets up a scenario, like, let's say Casey and Fessy do get eliminated in this next cut, where, you know, the other two teams are then openly ganging up on them, right? So.
Yeah, anything can happen.
So, yeah, and I'm excited about the intrigue, and I thought this was, especially for essentially a half episode in a way.
Yeah.
It was a full-length episode. Tremendous. I'm ready to say this is the best season.
It is the best season, and it wasn't a full-length episode. It was only the 1 hour as opposed to an hour and a half, but it felt fully jam-packed, and I have a feeling we might get an hour and a half next week.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, because we, you know, next week is going to be an elimination and then the ultimate winner, right? So
yep. Should be good.
Yeah, I think that may take a minute. I can't wait. I'm so pumped, and like I said, it's been a tremendous season. All the way around, like my kudos to Team Buna Murray this year.
Yeah, really, in every respect, it's been an incredible season.
All right, so Challenge All Stars, which just watched episode 3. What were your thoughts on this one? Where do you want to start?
They're so old, man. These people are old. And, like, I say that as a member of the generation that they are from. You know? Like, they're around my age. And like, I said this last week, but I'll say it again because it's sort of the overwhelming thing. Like, at the very least, they should release these on, like, Tuesday. So it's right before Double Agents. Because you watch Double Agents and the stuff they're doing and the strength and agility of the competitors, and then you watch All Stars and it feels more like real world with some games.
Yeah, it sure does. I was excited that they brought back the Ice Block Challenge and that
so silly.
Many of the contestants, old as that they may be, embrace the essential horniness of said challenge.
They absolutely. I mean, Kellyanne was really out of control.
Yeah, Anissa.
Anissa is expected. Whatever the hell they were doing with that, like, threesome with Big Easy, like, dragging them back and forth was incredible.
Yeah, and I feel like the peeing on the block was a new entirely gross wrinkle that I did not expect to see, but here we are.
Makes sense, but also disgusting.
Yeah. look, you know, you are 100% right that, like, it's just a big come down from the competitive intensity of Double Agents to the show. But this show's still fun. You know,
it sure is.
So,
it sure is. It's just hard to talk about it, especially right now, as goofy as some of the competitors are. It's hard to talk about it with the same vim and vigor that we approach Double Agents with.
Yeah, because goofy is exactly, that's the right word for it. You know, like, you've got some people who know how to be on television, who seem to be, with the possible exception of Ruthie, a little more self-aware than your average challenge contestant. But, you know, they're not up to snuff competitive-wise, so it's sort of a different game. And that includes the non-physical aspects of competitiveness, right? Like, in the political game, too.
Terrible.
Like, everyone's a little too in their feelings on the political side of it.
Yes.
You know?
The cracking started so much earlier on this challenge than on the actual challenge.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
Should we talk about Ruthie?
Yeah, we can talk about Ruthie. Ruthie seems a little time bombish, to be honest.
I mean, true to form, the only thing I remember about Ruthie is how crazy she was, and she's still
but
crazy.
This was a different, like, kind of crazy. This Ruthie, like, there is a, like, a little bit of a dark edge. She
Maybe.
Was like,
it was always kind of.
I mean, you
dark,
saw the
though.
Flashback, right? Like, she was just heavy drinker. You
but
know,
there was
we're
some
naked
darkness.
All the time, party and jump. Yeah. Like, there was some darkness because she was drinking a crap ton.
Yeah.
But, like, then, like, her, like, the post-rehab Ruthie lost a lot of that darkness, was a little bit lighter, and was just fierce, right? Which is why she got targeted a little bit in the game, because people were afraid of her. This, like, paranoid Ruthie, that's, I don't know, man. It makes people edgy. Like, her just, like, going into eavesdropping on conversations and then, like, dropping F-bombs and, like, stuff. Like, you know, I forget who said it, but it was like, you know, I love you, Ruthie, but you're blowing up relationships left and right here.
I feel like she, correct me if I'm wrong, I feel like she, like, stood in a doorway eavesdropping on a conversation that was kind of about her. And then,
oh, it was definitely about her. Yeah.
Yeah. And then jumped in and was like, how come you act like I'm not even here when you're talking about me? And they're like, well, we didn't know you were here.
Yeah. She, like, I mean, we got on Trishelle for she pulled that move last week, right? And she came in with, like, histrionics, right?
Yes.
Ruthie just came in both barrels, you know what I mean?
Right. Just like
screaming.
I could be
people.
In trouble here, so I'm gonna lose my shit.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, yes, kind of nailed it. Like, anxiety-based behavior, fear-based behavior is what he said.
Yeah.
And I'm quickly coming to the conclusion that yes is a lot smarter than the average challenger.
Yeah, yes doesn't really fit in here. He's like a grown adult who, you know, is kind of probably better than this. I'm not,
yep.
You know what, though? Of this group, there's only a couple of those.
Yeah, no, there's not too many. Even the ones who were like, I'm a mom now, and I'm, you know what I mean? Like,
right.
They're right back to their, like they said last week, they're right back to their 20-year-old selves for the most
Pretty
part.
Much.
You know what
yes.
I mean? Like, you know, composed and together is not the first thing you're going to think about when describing Kendall, who is a mom of a couple, right,
yeah,
at this point.
For real.
So, you know, like, John A. seems to have mellowed some. I'll give her that.
Well, she's barely been on screen, but I guess.
Yeah. And also, there's nowhere else to go for John A. but mellow. It would be really weird if she hadn't mellowed over the course of 20 years. Because she was on 10 in her younger days.
She was pretty intense, yes.
yeah, I don't know. I feel like even Beth is mellowed a little bit.
Calm down. Let's not get crazy.
I am not with Challenge Mama.
No.
Not with Tenderoni, and I'm not with Challenge Mama. I think that Cyrus or Tech, I forget who she was having that nickname conversation with, but yeah. Somebody needs to take Beth to nickname school.
I think
sure.
It was Cyrus. And I did not enjoy that. I didn't enjoy any of it.
Nope. Did you think Tech had somewhere to be?
Kind of. Because he was like, all right, let me talk some shit to the guy who's definitely going into elimination real quick so that he definitely wants to face me. And then once he tells everyone he definitely wants to face me, I'll just throw myself in like a martyr. And then once we get in there, I'll give it a bit of a go, but it's going to be a tough one for me.
I felt like he competed. He did better than I thought he would, to be honest.
Look, he ate those things. He very easily could have been like, nah, you know what? I'm not about the hottest peppers you could find right before I do an athletic competition. But he did it, and he puked everywhere. It did seem like I don't know that he had somewhere to be, but let's just say, like, he doesn't seem like one of the people who's having more fun on the challenge than he does at home.
Yeah. Yeah. It very much reminded me of the, and we didn't know it as we were watching it at the time, of the Karamo exit.
Yeah. Yeah.
Where it seemed like he might be trying to get himself thrown out of Mexico or wherever the hell it is.
Yeah. Where it's like, man, if you're trying to win this thing, you are doing all the stuff to get sent home. And it is a little weird.
Yeah.
And then you're like, yeah. Oh, you had a speaking engagement.
So, yeah, it definitely gave off some of those vibes. I don't know about you, but I think there are a fair amount of challenge things I could do all right. I would be in trouble if we got to the elimination and it was a eat the hottest pepper thing. I think I would have a real hard time, yeah.
You don't like
that the swimming challenge.
You don't like
I do not like hot peppers. No. No. I don't like hot food in general, but I do not like hot peppers.
I think I'd do okay with the hot peppers actually. I mean, look, if you eat a pepper that hot, it's going to be unpleasant for almost anybody. But
yes.
But I do like hot peppers.
Mm.
So,
yeah, I think I'd rather eat like the sheep's hearts and stuff than the other thing than the hot pepper.
Yeah, I wonder how I would do with that. In my younger days, I think I would have done really well. I don't quite have the iron stomach I used to, so.
Yeah, I definitely don't have it now. The thing about the sheep's heart, and I guess the hot pepper, right? If it's, like, acceptable that you can puke, then I don't know. It feels like it sort of changes a little bit. However,
the hot pepper, though, stays
eating after
you
puke is really awful, right? So, like, eating awful things after you puke?
Yeah. That sounds terrible. And the hot pepper stays with you in a way that a sheep's heart might not.
Yeah, right. That's why I felt more confident with the sheep's heart.
Right.
My burn of the week it was a self-burn. And I'm giving it to Hisela for this situation.
Yes.
Back here.
So good.
Mine looked like somebody beat it up but didn't.
Yep.
strong work from Hisela. I also enjoyed, and I did not feel like this was a burn, Kendall is like a Komodo dragon. I thought it was a really great analogy towards the beginning of the show.
Why? Why do you like that so much?
Because like the way that she explained it, like, was kind of right, where she is going to like stalk you like over a long period of time and like not give out the clues. I also really like Komodo dragons. I think Komodo dragons are super dope. So I thought
you have like Komodo dragon knowledge that made you enjoy that analogy.
Indeed.
I thought it was just
Komodo dragons,
very
one of my favorite stops at the zoo.
Interesting. I thought it was a strange choice, but I'm into it.
Only lizard on the top of the food chain, man. Can't mess with the Komodo dragons.
It's the only lizard on the top of the food chain?
Correct, yes. No predators. The Komodo dragon has no predators.
What about an alligator?
An alligator's not a lizard.
What is it?
It's a reptile. Not all reptiles are lizards. All lizards are reptiles.
But
it's a different family of animals.
So alligators are like their own thing? They're not
lizards? I don't believe that lizards swim. I could be wrong about
that.
No,
there are definitely amphibious lizards. That's right.
Oh, wait. But if it's an amphibian's its own category, right? So crocodiles or alligators and crocodiles are not amphibians. They're reptiles, right?
I think reptiles can – I don't think amphibian is like a genus or anything.
All right. If my sister's listening to this, please kindly weigh in.
amphibians –
this part of the discussion.
No, I'm incorrect. Amphibia is a class.
Right.
Amphibians include some snakes, some lizards, some frogs. That's a newt. Because a newt is a lizard, right?
Oh, is it? I guess it is, yeah.
So maybe lizard is the one that's not like a genus or anything. Lizards. Lizards are a widespread group of squamate reptiles with over 6,000 species. No, I guess it's a group within class Reptilia. This is all very confusing.
Well, I'm on the Komodo Dragon page, and it doesn't say that they are the only lizards at the top of the food chain, but it does say they are apex predators and that they dominate the ecosystems in which they live.
Interesting.
So that means they are at the top of the food chain, but maybe they're not the only ones.
Okay.
They eat invertebrates, birds, and mammals.
Huh. The Komodo dragon is a lizard. I'm very confused. There are legless squamates. Man. Yep, a lot going on here, folks. We're going to have to save our discussion of the animal kingdom for a separate podcast.
Indeed.
I almost fell down an entire reptilia, rabbit hole on the internet here.
It's a very long hole.
Yeah. Slimy, squirmy, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm looking at a picture of a Komodo dragon stalking a deer right now. Which
what? They
is
eat
dope.
Deer?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like they're badasses.
Huh. All right. Fair
enough.
They
have not been known to eat people. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, they are big suckers when they get full so, grown.
They go for it. All right.
It's one of those things that's really very dinosaur-esque when you see it.
Yeah, for sure. That was quite a tangent.
Yeah, it was.
Coming back to All-Stars.
Uh-huh. Can we really follow... is there anything from Challenge All-Stars that can follow that scintillating lizard and reptile discussion?
That's right. Come for the double agents, stay for the lizards.
There you go.
All right. I think I'm pretty much done with All-Stars. I like this elimination...
It was solid.
I would be bad at it. It was interesting.
Yeah, it became more physical. Like, not just that they had to do physical stuff, but like competitively physical. Like they were going after it, sort of hanging from a rack and pushing each other around. Like, and you know, you were right. Tech held his own pretty well. I thought he was going to get killed in a much more embarrassing fashion, but he did get beat rather handily.
He did. I do think I would imagine that the producers are filing this away for
the real challenge.
Future season in the real challenge, where they're like, "Hey, we got Fessy coming into the elimination, and we want to level the playing field a little bit."
Yeah, let's make him hang.
Like, making him eat something and then doing
and then
this.
Hang,
with
yeah,
that, yeah.
I like that. I like that a lot. Also, I did think Nehemiah. Although he did handle Tech, for God's sakes, it's Tech. He got a little bit out over his skis talking about cementing his status as a legendary challenger.
Yeah, I did want to ask you about that because I think, like, Look, I think that's a worthy aspiration for sure. If you want to be thought of that way, but I don't think that opportunity is there. Like, win this, hey, great, and then you won a thing. And I guess did he have one challenge win under his belt? Is that right?
Like a winning a season.
Yeah, I think he did win a season. I think if I'm remembering his Chiron correctly. I can look that up. But anyway, regardless, it's like you got too long a way to go. If you really want to be a legend, like come back to the juniors tour and get yourself a win over there, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I guess he did. He won the Gauntlet 3, I guess.
Yeah. And so the Gauntlet 3 is like, that was probably mid-2000s, right?
Yeah, it's a long time ago, but it counts.
And my problem is I can't spell Nehemiah.
Yeah, I mean, the Gauntlet 3, let's see. The Gauntlet 3 was in 2008.
Yeah, that's 2008. All right. So yeah,
it's a long
time ago.
It's been 13
years ago.
Yeah,
and maybe I wouldn't call him the favorite at this point. Maybe you win All Stars, and that's a thing. It's not putting you at Derek status. I don't think it's putting you at Alton status.
No.
You know what I mean? Never mind. Some of the top guys, some of the sickest to ever do it, as they say.
The sickest to ever do it. No, I will say this. That win was impressive because it was like a rookie's team against a veteran's team, you know?
And right.
They were getting killed that entire challenge, like the entire season they were getting eliminated. And then they had some advantages being the smaller team in the finals, but they did, you know, they pulled it off.
It's kind of like the USA Europe season.
Yes. Yeah. It's yeah.
War of the Worlds, is that what they called that one? I don't
yes,
remember the
War of
name
the Worlds,
anymore.
Correct.
You know. Where did they put Rogan in challenge history at this point?
That's the challenge where Eric collapsed in the final, by the way.
Yeah.
Rogan?
Yeah. Just thinking of that War of the Worlds challenge.
I don't put him anywhere. What do you mean?
I mean, he's a champ. I'm just saying. I'm saying. You know. I'm not saying.
Yeah.
You're
not all champs are created equal. Trent Dilfer's a champ. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I hear you. I hear you. I'm surprised that he is not still out there trying to rack up more titles.
That's the thing. I mean, he's not in the Trent Dilfer camp, but he's in the he only participated twice or something. So what do I know about him? He's not in. Like, he's not a potential Hall of Famer or anything like that.
I thought, for some reason, I'm thinking he's a two-time champ, but I may be remembering that wrong.
Well, he's a one-time embarrassing eliminated in the
right. He was he got eliminated first day, but some bananas got eliminated first day in his first competition.
No, sorry.
He won on War of the Worlds and made the final on Total Madness.
Right. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, maybe he'll be back. Like, he's only missed a couple seasons, right?
Yeah, yeah. I don't know that he's done forever. Although, maybe they tainted him with D.
maybe
they tainted him with that band.
Could be.
And some of the absences are weird, right? Like, what are Cara Maria and Paulie doing? Like, those people seem like they live for this show.
Yeah, I don't know. Those are interesting questions. Cara Maria is the most interesting one to me because, like, she really did seem like she lived for this show. She's been on it a ton of times. She's, you know, young enough to keep doing it. I don't totally know what happened.
And she's been away a couple seasons now, right?
War of the Worlds 2, which I think was 34?
Yeah, so...
Maybe
the social game just finally got to her.
Maybe. Hard to say.
I don't know.
She's out there on the Insta and whatnot, so I don't know.
She'll be back, I guess. All right. Anything else? I think we're ready to roll on Challenge All-Stars, right?
I think that's it, man. I think we're all done here.
All right, so we will be back on Tuesday with Top Chef and some pop culture, and then more double episodes next week. I can't wait to know who wins this thing. You know, obviously, you know, we're sort of in Team Leroy, like I think most people, like wanting him to go out a winner. But if he does do that, it's going to be a hell of an accomplishment because there's a lot in front of him right now. You know what I mean? So,
yeah,
CT is going to be tough to beat.
No doubt. We've said it before. We'll say it again. He's the greatest challenger ever, and he would definitely be my favorite right now.
Yeah. So, hey, greatest challenger ever, and this has probably been the greatest season ever. So
I think it has been. I really think it has been. And we'll be back to talk about the finale next week. And I guess we get one more double challenge week after that with the reunion. So enjoy, folks. This is the greatest time in challenge history, truly.
It's true. You know, there's not that much going on in the sports right now. Just roll out. Appreciate this.
Yeah, you got this time before the NBA playoffs to enjoy the greatness of the challenge. And we'll be back to talk to you about it next Thursday. On Tuesday, we got another episode of Top Chef, a couple more TV things. So let's get to it. Bye.
This game's in the Admiral refrigerator. The door is closed. The light's out. Butter's getting hard. The eggs are cooling, and the Jell-O is jiggling.
So long, everybody.
And do me a favor. Have yourself a tremendous evening.